Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria, from totally neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com.
This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNLive.com today.
And welcome back to the NutraMedical Report. We have Pastor Butch Baugh here, who's on regularly now for the next while on the third hour on Thursdays, and I'll be on his show next Wednesday, which is, I think it's going to be around 6 p.m. my time, 9 p.m. Eastern time, when Pastor Butch has his Monday to Friday show. Welcome back, Pastor Butch. I don't hear him, so I don't know if he's got a good connection there. I know he's not connected on his Comrex, so hopefully everything is fine there. Want to go over some of the latest news as we're warm up to have Pastor Butch here. I saw a new segment on with the two Christian representatives. Apparently there was a conference that was in the East Coast, and I'm not going to give all the details, but there were a lot of Christians were calling to task some of the actions that President Trump has done. And I can start off at the top of the list. First off, although it was an omnibus budget that the Republicans passed, both Ryan and McConnell shouldn't have allowed this $500 million to go to Planned Parenthood. President Trump can walk that back. He needs to. Number two, he needs to use the Army Corps of Engineers to build the wall, and also don't have catch and release. Catch and detain. They should actually be sent to a civil detention work camp and can bring them by buses, get them proper housing, food, etc., but make sure that people can't just plant their butt here and arrive in the country illegally. Treat them like human beings, though, like the Bracero program, I call Bracero 2, and then set up a system where people that overstay their visas are seized and they have to be either deported or put into a system where we can track them, like a tracker anklet we do with any criminal, so we know where they are. Secondly, the fact that California has this release system for their sanctuary cities is a crime. Trump should be much more aggressive and actually arrest the governor, the attorney general, and this Oakland mayor. Now put a stop to this because there's a lawsuit, but there needs to be more. Trump also needs to come out and appoint more conservative judges in the Supreme Court. Justice Ginsburg is going. She's one of the first and most vile activist judges. She's very old. And she has an attitude that they somehow framed the law and determined what the Constitution should become as a living document. That's insane. But I don't know. Do we have Pastor Butch back now? Oh, really? Okay, so I guess he didn't make it today. Oh, that's too bad. Okay, well, that's okay. I'm going to just head straight into the news then. Okay. Now... I get a kick out of this. I heard the latest that Cohen would turn against president if charged, counselor warns. Well, turn against president, how can he turn against the president? I mean, what does he have here? Apparently they're threatening life imprisonment. Drops the libel suits over publication of dirty dossier. There's some really ugly stuff going on here. Now, what Trump needs to do in terms of the current issues with Mr. Sessions, the attorney general, is number one, have Sessions fire Rosenstein now, replace him with a new deputy attorney general, or fire Sessions and replace him with a new attorney general that's not recruits from the Russia probe, and then he can actually narrow the spectrum of of the investigations by Mueller so he can close it off. They need to start up a secondary counsel that the Congress are asking for to make sure that this is taken care of. What I see happening is Trump is basically like paralyzed in the headlights. Apparently, this tryst that he may have had, and we don't know for sure because he denies it, it may have been Cohen involved with this Stormy Daniels, but she was even doing strips across from his Mar-a-Lago, you want to call it the winter White House down in Florida. So I think the media are going crazy. They're doing everything they can to try to see if they can steal the midterms elections. Even in Washington, D.C., they want to try to give the vote to 16-year-olds, which is insane. 16-year-old children are not mentally aware enough to be able to vote. 18-year-olds, marginally. The fact is, we know a lot of young people don't have any life experiences, so they're Democrats by evidence of not thinking or experiencing any reality. What's going to happen is that Trump is going to probably, if he campaigns properly for all of the Trump-supporting Republicans, including a new head of the House of Representatives to replace Ryan, he's probably going to waltz into the 2020 elections and wins, and they're panicking over the fact they don't have a star like The Rock, who's, by the way, the movie I'm probably going to see tomorrow in his movie Rampage with the giant monkey. I think that's where The Rock should stay. Stay in movies, stay entertaining people, be a fun guy, pop your eyes, look cool, don't get involved with the ugliness of the presidency. It's a very frustrating job. I can tell Trump is a guy that tries to get things done. No matter all his faults and whatever, he is a contractor that if you get him a job, he'll get it done in cut time with reduced costs and expenses, and he'll make sure that he makes a deal to get things completed on or below, well below budget. Now, I'm off the Trump chain until I see him, number two, three things. Firstly, I want to see a testimony that he is behaving as a Christian, including cutting the funds to Planned Parenthood. I want to see him come out strongly that to support a kind of a weekly, you know, fireside, and come up with Christian scriptures and actually a testimony. And I want to see his Bible not just gathering dust on his table in the White House, in the Blue Room. I want to see Trump also not just have prayer in the White House. I want to see that there's some action taking place that shows when he's making a deal with Kim Jong-un, he shows compassion. At the same time, he shows strength. In other words, we're going to clamp down on all the finances of all the oligarchs in Russia, all the PLA communists in China, all the people in his own country. But we're not going to have a war crimes tribunal. We're not going to starve his people to death. And we're not going to just put sanctions on to squeeze them. We want to make sure they don't get microchips and things they actually have a nuclear weapon that can strike the U.S. or our allies. On the other hand, Trump's saying he thinks he's going to walk. He doesn't really have the option to walk. If he read the Riot Act and squeezed the communist Chinese and Russians hard enough, that the bulb, if you want to call it, of the flower called the Kim Jong-un and communist China and communist Russia support would just wither. And the fact is, Trump hasn't been tough enough on them, but he's threatening military action when he really doesn't have any avenue. Now, if you go to military action, you're going to have a local and a global thermonuclear conflict. So that can't happen. That needs to happen. So that's really important that people start to grasp. That's a very major problem, isn't it? So I want people to start grasping that we have a situation here now where Donald Trump is basically getting very bad advice. We saw Peter Ford, who was a representative of the UK for years as a Syrian ambassador. And he came out very clearly that the OPCW, when they came to Syria in the last few days, went to Douma, and the doctors, named doctors and named healthcare personnel, there was smoke inhalation because they were bombing and getting around the last of the terrorists are over there, the jihadists, and there was no chemical weapons at all. So Trump, and I got a kick out of some of the so-called supporters on Fox News, they need to shut the hell up. When they don't know anything about toxicology and these so-called white hats arriving in the hospital without hazmat gear on, spraying water over people that supposedly got exposed to nerve gas and chlorine, these people that have a big mouth need to shut up. If they're not an expert in this area, they don't have any right to be talking about this stuff like they know it, like the alphabet of toxicology and how what you do. And the fact is, when Trump says this and he says Animal Assad and then hits him, he doesn't have a second, third, and fourth move. So it proved to me, just like, you know, I don't want to go ballistic like Alex Jones did over Trump. But Trump, you need to have better advisors. Fire a lot of them if they're going to give you bad advice. listening to people like me and John Spring, before you negotiate with Kim Jong-un, squeeze the hell out of Russia and China financially, which you can do with an executive order and a few phone calls. You don't have to consult Congress. In fact, don't give any warning. Just do it. You know, if it comes out later in the news, fine. You know, don't ride the news. You know, wait till the news catches up to you. And do act like a president. In other words, you can do things like executive orders dealing with national security, where you can use the Army Corps of Engineers to build your wall. Don't wait for more funding. In the fall, by the way, don't let them make sure your financial advisor, Mulvaney, is actually in a meeting with these Democrats and Republicans when they come up with another omnibus bill in September. Don't let them get away with this crap, where they shove a bill in front of you that they're trying to kill the military unless you give them $573 billion for stupid programs. So Trump, be our president. Be a Christian. Don't be Trump Pinocchio. When we come back, we'll take your calls. I'm going to try to see if I can get Cody Snodgrass back in the program, because Pastor Butch couldn't make it today. I guess he didn't realize he was booked regularly for the third hour, but we'll get it sorted out. Hopefully he'll have his schedule straightened away next time. And with a few little cancellation issues here, we're kind of got it going some with some of the major news. Let's look at some of the other things. Apparently, one of the senior members of the court, the Supreme Court, Sotomayor, has a shoulder injury and it's worse than their thought. Well, it's not going to take her out. She's young enough. She'll still be there, shoulder and all. We're certain, though, that we're going to be replacing at least one Supreme Court justice. That, if we get a conservative Supreme Court justice, this law, by the way, needs to have, number one, an executive order that Trump needs to do in terms of clarifying who can be deported. Obviously, they're going to go to prison here in America if they're a convicted felon. The fact that the California's released roughly 85 in, I think, the last year of convicted felons back onto the street, their, you know, violent crimes, is a crime itself, and that needs to be dealt with, and Trump should deal with that, but the Congress needs to actually clarifying law that needs to have a sponsor in the Congress to actually make sure a law clarifies that if we have this, it needs to go back to the Supreme Court so they can say, if you have this and this and this, like rape, murder, robbery, etc., these types of crimes, deportation needs to occur, and that they have to be stopped at the border if they come back and go to prison, and they'll be transferred from our prison to their prison system. A lot of times these people are actually deported, but they arrive back in the country because their own home country doesn't properly imprison them, or they get out of prison for one reason or another. So that needs to be taken care of, and that's that particular issue. Rudy Giuliani, pardon me? Yeah, exactly, yeah. Rudy Giuliani used to rescue Giuliani and joins the Trump legal team, which is good. Rudy's a pretty sharp guy. He'll actually be able to do a lot of things to try to help get things stabilized there. I know Trump is stressed by all of this. It's probably not good in his health. In his early 70s, this kind of level of stress would crush many younger people. Luckily, he has some of our anti-aging doctors actually taking care of him. We need to pray for Trump that he becomes not only a Christian, but he actually takes hold of the power he does have. He's not a king. He doesn't have absolute power, but he can do a lot of things that can literally cull this budget back from Planned on Parenthood, appoint a new Supreme Court justice and get ready for the new fall appointee. Campaign for pro-Trump people, expand the breaks for business so the small and medium business gets more breaks than they already have, and the actual regular American who's got some thousands of dollars, we need to have it expand even more. After tax day, we even got more money. We need to have a system set up so we can start looking at how to bring in pieces of health care. The first thing that I would do would be a preventive health care bill and a catastrophic bill. And you can bring these into separate pieces. A catastrophic health bill means we want to have catastrophic health insurance for all Americans that's perhaps paid partly by or fully by a value-added tax, and a preventive health care bill where people can get genetic and other testing and see a functional medicine doctor and start introducing functional medicine to all areas of medical specialty and have it covered. doing functional testing, which you mean labs like, you know, Genova Labs, Tutwiller, Washington, Meridian Valley Labs, other technologies to actually identify what health problems you're having before you get symptoms, is very important. And then intervening with nutraceuticals and technologies and even stem cell transplants and peptides and so on before you get a full organ failure, like kidney failure or blindness. And then those two bills would take care of the main part. And then the third central part of healthcare, in a sense, should almost be a contract to a primary care physician or physician group. So you can have it set up so that we would provide a copay system so that, you know, we would contract, say, $40 for an adult and $20 for a child per month per person for primary care, which means casts and sutures and over-the-counter medicines and so on. So this would take care of the middle part of healthcare. So you have three pieces: catastrophic, preventive, and daily. The daily health care should be locally with doctors without even insurance. So insurance carriers get involved with catastrophic care, basically, or major care if you have to go in a hospital, we call it catastrophic. And other than that, get the preventive care is basically like a membership that the value-added tax would pay for, so we could get testing covered for everybody. For example, I have Medicare. If I want to do tests at Veritas Labs, which I'm going to do in probably another month and a half, I can test to find out all my cardiac markers and blood tests and organic acids, and I can do it twice a year because my Medicare Part B. I don't agree totally with Bernie Sanders, but I think a version of Medicare for All is something that could be easily done and set up so that we would have preventive care as one of the things that's covered, and we wouldn't have to have a giant copay or additional health insurance on top of it. So that would solve that problem. So I think Trump should bring in pieces rather than trying to put a whole giant bill. The next is infrastructure, but I think what he should do is the infrastructure bill should be targeted to areas where he wants to win seats in the 2018 election. So go into the states where you want to put a Republican, and a not only a Republican, but a Trump-supporting Republican in, and work out specific targeted infrastructure in those states. And if you have Democratic states where the Democratic senator or congressman is in there, say you make a deal, but they have to side with you on policy, and they'd have to side with you on other policies you want to pass through government and laws. And that would, those backroom deals could be made along with saying, look, we're working on infrastructure for you. And I think it should be a public-private partnership. Rather than coming out of the taxpayer pocket, we should have the private partnerships bringing in monies to rebuild roadways, high-speed fiber optic networks, high-speed rail, all these other things, and work it out so that there's a shared profit. So not only would the corporation gain profit, but the taxpayer could make money on the system set up. Because it's going to increase the capacity of the ability of the U.S. economy to make more money. The next area I think they should be researching is the idea of I call cybotics, which basically means personal digital and personal health assistants, things like on your cell phone and iPad. We need to move to higher speed networks, but we don't want to have 5G networks everywhere. They should have fiber optic everywhere. But I believe the return of the old phone booths, like, you know, Doctor Who, should come back, so you have privacy. So you know, people talking about private matters in public places. I think it's disgusting. That needs to happen, and we need to have fiber optics get much higher speed. We also can have these visual optic connections to computers, so you have a LED will actually connect directly to your computer in your house or your office without a fiber optic connection or cellular phones actually jamming your communication of your cells through radiation. That's very possible. In terms of healthcare, we want to get the population to live longer. I think also we have to protect our rights to protect ourselves, not only with lethal but non-lethal weapons. We can weaponize, for example, kids in school to have non-lethal weapons such as knockdown sprays, taser sprays, etc. Things that won't kill you, but they certainly will immobilize somebody that tries to start bullying in a school or shooting. We need to have a system of visual recognition in all schools, so if someone doesn't come up on the visual recognition cameras, it immediately clamps down and grabs them in the hallway, and that can be done immediately. We need to harden the schools. I know that the Broward County, actually, in Florida, literally universally voted against putting in police officers and retired military personnel. I think it's insane considering what happened there. The state of Florida needs to push that all schools must, by state law in Florida, and we need to pass it in other states, have a hardening of the schools to make sure that they are not kill zones for crazies like Cruz. And we need to reopen mental health. There needs to be reopen of mental health hospitals and ways of looking at the genetics and epigenetics and chemistry of people like Cruz. If I could have had a chance to see this young man, or do a consult to get testing done on him. I could have determined why he has an abnormal brain, could have intervened before he became a mass murderer. So your questions are welcome. 877-317-6432. We'll be back in a moment. Welcome back. We're going to continue with our analyzing, I call news and solutions. Because I don't want to bring out any topic, especially scary topics, without giving you a solution to those issues. And when you look at sites like Drudge, they often will just scare the heck out of you because you see, like, the headlines. let's see. The whole issue of what I see going on in the media is so obscene. I believe that Trump should have been taking means to actually shut down licenses for news broadcasting organizations, magazines, etc., that actually are doing calling for a soft coup to actually either assassinate or to impeach the president. That's, I think, something he should do that seems totally reasonable, that a soft coup is still a coup. I think also we need to start realizing that that we need to have a fireside chat with Trump, demonstrating he is a Christian and actually doing answering questions from people like us. In other words, the news media scrum right now should have open questions where people like myself or John W. Spring can not only get three letters back, and some of them is obviously stamped signatures, but actually know that he's listening to our comments when we're advising him about how to deal with North Korea or other major issues. For example, the pro-life issue, the very first thing is, once they establish the fact that the baby has a heartbeat and they have a central nervous system, they're going to suffer pain when they're destroyed. So at the very least, in our abortion issues, we should actually restrict it at that very least, but it should be eliminated completely. The idea that abortion is an option for birth control should not be allowed in an advanced Christian culture like America. It's obscene. And for doctors to be protected, including way up to the moment of delivery, is also obscene. So our culture is one of just seven nations in the world that actually does abortion. We also need to realize that the healthcare system is killing elderly people. There's 11 states where euthanasia of elderly or those with serious terminal illnesses actually putting everybody in danger, that if the healthcare system decides that you're no longer going to receive care in the intensive care unit, they can terminate you. It's much more vile in countries like Canada, Britain, Australia, New Zealand, Western countries that have nationalized health care because they have national edicts where they just proceed and do this, and they think it's ethical to murder those who are helpless. And I don't think it is. I think if you get more care, for example, the people that I worked in the ICU, if they got another 6 months of care over at Vencor, Ventilation Corporation of America, besides the Swedish Hospital Intensive Care Unit, 85% went home, only 50% died, and only 15% were ventilator dependent if they were discharged from hospital after 6 months. So the fact is, it's a matter of, do you want to do preventive care? Do you want to do epigenetic and genetic care to reverse and help people's illnesses? For example, what I often recommend for heart disease, instead of a bypass or a stent, is you get extracorporeal counterpulsation therapy. And ECCP therapy will open up collateral circulation. I recommend it with cardiac and vascular peptides, with our heart and blood vessel peptides. I recommend it with our advanced nutraceuticals for regenerating the heart. And our new Red Deer Velvet DR will be very powerful, as well as epigenetic therapy with the EGFT frequencies through the Sonic Life, and soon with Lumen Pads. This will allow people to have actually healing therapy to regenerate their tissues and organs, so that de novo they can regenerate their kidney function, their heart function. And I'm doing it right now. I have people on peptides. I refer for Stomatica stem cell transplant. They can get down in Santa Clarita. I give them our Red Deer Velvet when it comes out in a few weeks' time. We have our advanced nutraceuticals and our epigenetic frequency therapy so they can actually get healed. So all these things are now available, and more will be available to shore up your ability to regenerate your organs so you don't need to die in an ICU where they have a limited spectrum of things they can do to help you. And you don't want them to be helping you into the next world by killing you or withdrawing care. That needs to happen. So I think I'm going to turn back to what we were talking about earlier in the show. We had talked about with nutraceuticals and with technology, the various things in terms of wellness conditions. I'm going to go back to my list of health issues that we talked about earlier. We talked about the questions that are going to be on the Friday show. And again, sometimes I'll get these questions from people. Please do send an email and their phone contacts. Don't just ask for a protocol for a friend. When I don't know their name, email, and contact. It's a waste of my time if I don't have a direct contact. Let's have a look here now. It's one of the last questions here. This question was about a patient who had cellulitis in both legs between her ankles and knees. Firstly, you want to be taking, if you get cellulitis, you've got an infection. So, number one, you want to be taking your Nutrimune 26Y, Nutriodine, NutriDefense, and Allicin Med, and NutriDefense, which is going to boost your natural killer cell activity. Topically on the skin, you want to use NutriSilver or Nutriodine in the dilution spray, and you want to place on the areas of the inflammation pregnenolone. If there's no open lesions, you can also put curcumin, but if there's open lesions, don't put curcumin. It'll irritate it. I had a question about the person was taking levothyroxine, 0.088 milligrams. Is a bad thing? Of course it's a bad thing. It's a synthetic. It's useless. You want to take Armitathyroid. Do not take a synthetic thyroid. You also need to take with that things like our Minerals Plus. You need 7 minerals to deiodinate. You need Nutridine, at least 5 drops twice a day in water or juice. And you need to support your adrenal glands as well as your hypothalamus. So you want to check your core body temperature to see if you're on the right dosage. Free T4, free T3, free reverse T3, and high sensitivity TSH. And if your core temperature is low, you're still hypometabolic, and your most commonly is type 2. Somebody wants a protocol for cramps, and I gave him basically a bone protocol for cramps and muscle pain. Collagen Max Joint Performance Tendon Mender for muscle relief. Bone protocol, Collagen Max Tendon Mender. You want to be taking the cramps, and we recommend Spilkes, which is pins and needles and stops muscle cramps. You can apply topically on the skin pregnenolone and curcumin cream. Magnesium glycinate is also very helpful. Gut dysbiosis. First off, I recommend the Living Probiotic 1 twice a day, Living Probiotic Ultra every third day, Berberstatin 2 capsules twice a day, GastroHeal to heal the gut wall inflammation, and to repair the gut wall, Nutrimune 26Y and our antipathogenics, NutriDefense, Nutriodine, and Allicin Med, because you have to kill off all the fungi and other things too. And you want to recolonize it. Question here. Somebody had a laminectomy of their big toe and they wanted to prevent secondary infection. Well, what you want to do is, just what I mentioned, the antipathogenics. That's the way to take care of it. So if you're diabetic, you won't get a secondary diabetic infection. Immunoglobulin A deficiency. I got a question from Brad about a friend of his. You want to boost the immune system, you want to be taking Nutrimune 26Y. That's the main thing for immunoglobulin A deficiency. Protocols for, they have a lawsuit in progress, apparently. Oh, okay. If you haven't got an account, it's because you need to redo one. If you haven't done an account on our new system since last July, you just need to re-sign in. And then you can get a membership on our wellness protocols. This particular individual has a lawsuit in progress. If you want to do a specific consultation, you have to purchase 2 consult units to start with, send me all the medical legal reports, and I'll give an opinion. If I recommend testing, I'll give you testing recommendations to help fix that so that you have the proper data if you're going to court, or a proper opinion based on facts, not conjecture. Someone's hypothyroid. They wanted to know what to do with that. Well, we need to give you things to calm your nervous system down And that's magnesium is very important. We may need other nutraceuticals like high-dose magnesium and things to calm the nervous system like stress to go. And adrenal support when your thyroid is overactive. And you want to do proper testing to make sure you don't have an autonomous node or thyroid cancer, too, with a thyroid scan and ultrasound. Back in just a moment. Your questions are welcome. Welcome back. Another question we have is a gentleman who's had thyroid nodules. First off, his best test is an ultrasound. If it shows nodules, you want to do a thyroid scan, a radionuclide scan. If the nodules are positive on the nuclide scan, you want to do a needle biopsy and karyotype analysis, which is electron microscopy with a pathologist. And cancer tests like the RGCC test will determine which chemo is necessary. You want to use a regular paint-by-numbers chemo at low dosage with insulin potentiation, the dendritic vaccine, and our nutrimeds to fight cancer. Now, a lot of people think they have hyperthyroidism. You want to see if your TSH is low, if your core body temperature is high, if you've got tachycardia, if you've got signs of high free T3, and very low reverse thyroid hormone, and a very low TSH thyroid-stimulating hormone, which is often the case if you're truly hypothyroid, and have an autonomous nodule. So we need to get more diagnosis before we proceed. There are things that will calm down your overactive thyroid, such as Posinol, the use of our stress to go to reduce the stress hormone response to the adrenal glands, things to calm down the thyroid autoimmune reaction, such as our free radical and antipathogenic, because it usually is triggered off by a virus. So we got viral thyroiditis. Very important to think of that. The virus that we use is most commonly an adenovirus that will actually trigger off thyroiditis and thyroid nodule presence. So we'll see. It's actually more common in women than men by 4 to 5 times. Next is, degenerative disc disease. We have actually peptides for disc regeneration, joint performance and tendon mender. What you want to do is you want to be using pain control technology such as topically on the skin, pregnenolone, curcumin, lumen photon therapy, frequency 6 and 7 over the areas. And as I said, this will regenerate the cartilage and turn off the pain generators. And the best diagnosis for pain is digital thermography and axonpain.com, which is the A delta and C fiber nerve mapping. We've trained doctors all over the country and the world that actually do that technology. The question about cardiovascular. Yes, it's necessary. You can take that while you're taking your blood pressure medicine like Valsartan. You'll be able to reduce your dosage perhaps as well after a period of time. The most important thing is natural diuretics such as Power-C Plus, and eventually taper the dosage of Valsartan to a lower level. I usually recommend if you have hypertension, you take a little higher than the recommended. So if you're, say, a 200-pound man, you take 3 capsules, 2 to 3 times a day at least. You can also take 15 drops for every 1 capsule, so you'd be taking 45 drops if you're not taking the capsules. We can take vasodilators, which is our Supernox to reduce nitric oxide, CoQ10 Supreme, CoQ10 Ubiquinol, our VascuCare Carnitine, and of course omega fatty acids reduce inflammation of your artery walls, and things to reduce blood viscosity, that natokinase with PQQ that makes new mitochondria for your heart and arteries. Very important. Let's see. General physical update. Let's see. Oh, yeah, this is one of our gentlemen that we had a big consult here about a month ago. The only vaccines I recommend are tetanus and the flu vaccine. I don't recommend the hepatitis vaccine. You do need to get a biological dentist if you're going to deal with any periodontal disease. That's very important to understand that. Let's see. Next question here. You don't see a question, just see registration. Okay. Next question. constant contact. By the way, we're going to be sending out another mass email today with some of the new updates and information we have. We have a patient with dementing Parkinson's disease and having strokes. Well, that's two diseases. Parkinson's is in the stroke disease. And you have to determine if there's vascular dementia as well as Parkinson's or motor disorder. I will put together a protocol for this individual. Pretty Parkinson's is a loss of the secondary motor neuron in the tectum due to heavy metals and toxic free radicals that damage the secondary motor neuron, which can remyelinate it and regenerate those cells. Some of the crazy stem cell transplant people try to transplant the diencephalon of babies. You can take our mood energizer, which is dopamine, as acetyltyrosine, to increase the levels in Minerals Plus. You can take our brain peptides to actually regenerate the tissue in Mountain Red Velvet, which will be coming out in a few weeks. And you can take transcranial therapy with Lumen Photon and mild hyperbaric oxygen treatment. So there's a lot of things we can do to help with Parkinson's. With microstrokes, you want to actually stop the formation of plaque and clots. Natokinase is extremely important. And that should help make a big difference there. Let's see. So that's Parkinson's disease. Let's see. Let's look at this next one. Registration. Here we go. This is regarding a wife that has taken a... He thinks a good probiotic supplement. No. Most supplements out there in the pharmacies or the grocery stores are pretty useless. Ours are certified to be actual powerful. Our living probiotic ultra is 100 billion organisms. You have a Ruzel 6 strain in our living probiotic. I recommend a living probiotic twice a day and the living probiotic ultra every third day. It's incredibly powerful and it'll help to clear out all the pathogens. Let's see. Sometimes I have people that are actually on various programs like Samaritan program and so on. You have to understand all of your supplements are covered by your tax if you actually have a health problem. You don't need to worry about this program or that program unless they're just an insurance carrier that covers supplements directly, which is very rare. But you need to understand all supplements, all technology that I recommend is a complete write-off against your taxes. So you just need a document, and you don't need a form from me. You just document and say, I'm taking this for this and that condition, and you're all set. We have also a lady who started on chemo treatment for stage 4 cancer, and she's taking the cannabis oil to stop the cancer from spreading and reduce the tumor by 35%. Wow. Cannabidiol oil is very powerful to stop cancer and reduce spread. It also calms the nervous system down, cut down on anxiety, depression, insomnia, all kinds of things. And I love it. I have a bottle at my desk and a bottle in a bathroom. It's amazing stuff. It's, you know, when you have the stress of constantly trying to juggle everything and help lots of other people, it's a major job. Rheumatoid arthritis. This again reforms rheumatoid nodules. It's Mycoplasma incognita fermentans that grows in your joints. You need to use antipathogenics, Neutrodyne, Allicin Med, NutriSilver, Nutrimune 26Y, NutriDefense. You want to rebuild the cartilage with the Joint Performance and Tendon Mender, a Red Deer Velvet DR when it comes out in a few weeks' time. And also, you want to use exercise the muscles around the area with sonic light. Then we can also put the epigenetic frequencies in to try to regenerate the tissue. I think that the combination of that and specific cartilage peptides, which we have for regenerating the joint, should make a huge difference. So, somebody asked, do you use CoQ10 for individual energy? I'd use the CoQ10 along with your heart, your cardiovascular formula for energy. The most powerful energy formulas are number one, NADH, number two, the sports energy light drink that makes ATP. We have, of course, the precursors for ATP, too, that actually will convert directly. So you can take that powder and actually make it into ATP in your body. And then, of course, the CoQ10 and CoQ10 ubiquinol will give you energy. And Posinol, very, very good for energy and reducing anxiety and stress, but also energizing. Let's see. Diabetes. They want to know first off, what is diabetes? Diabetes is a mineral imbalance in your skeletal muscles. It shuts down the insulin receptor. You need Minerals Plus and Dibetylene and Vitamineral Max. You want to take Verbastatin and leptin metabolic. It starts replacing two meals with glycemics. And I think you'll find that the blood sugar and diabetes will start to regress. We can use other things like pancreatic peptides and pineal peptides to reverse the diabetes, because the overproduction of insulin and glucagon in the pancreas are intimate in causing diabetes, and we need to reduce that and reduce the tissue resistance, which we have with our nutraceuticals. So if you have questions, you can contact me anytime. Tomorrow we're coming up with Firing Line. Get your questions into Michelle by contact us over at NutriMedical.com. Harley Schlanger from Germany Will Be On and Gary Richard Arnold. Major updates on what's going on in the world of the deep state. And we'll see in terms of our analysis of what's going on with Syria, what's happening with Russia and China, and the preparations for May or early June visit with Kim Jong-un, and the fact that they're trying to block the appointment of Mike Pompeo, who's already been doing negotiations over Kim. This is quite amazing, considering that our Democratic Party and even Republicans are delaying appointment of the cabinet for Trump. They need to stop it. And Trump needs to start doing certain things we've advised him to do to get back in control and demonstrate he's a real Christian leader and not let this go way over the edge.
Attention. Imagine a pill that can improve your focus, your memory, your sleep, a catalyst to improve your brain chemistry. Dr. Bill's Cognition Plus is truly the smarter in an hour pill. A combination of amino acids, trace minerals, and B vitamins, Cognition Plus is made with specialized herbal extracts that will enhance and support brain function. Our customers say,
I feel more focused.
My memory's getting better.
I can work longer with more useful hours.
Power up your neurotransmitters that have been depleted, like dopamine and norepinephrine. Stimulate the release of others, like serotonin and oxytocin. Improve circulation and energy production. Protect your mind and your loved ones today. Order Dr. Bill Deagle's Cognition Plus at 888-212-8871 or go online to NutriMedical.com. That's 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com. And listen to the NutriMedical Report on the Genesis Radio Network with open lines every weekday. NutriMedical.com, bringing nutrition and medicine together.